Our reading is from Ephesians chapter 4, reading from verses 25 through to chapter 5, verse 2. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbour, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with their own hands, that they may have something to share with those in need. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Today's reading from Ephesians is the section of Paul's letter to the Ephesians which follows directly on from last week's reading. Last week, if you listened, we looked at the first part of Ephesians 4 and we explored how Paul was urging the early Christians in Ephesus to follow their calling as followers of Jesus. And they did that by striving for unity, working as one body through the power of the Holy Spirit and the fruits of the Spirit. In today's reading, Paul gives a list of examples of what is required to live well together as a Christian community, and it's challenging. Let's just take a look at that list. Put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbour. As we know from Jesus' teachings, our neighbour is everyone, of course. And Paul doesn't present any exceptions to this. It's quite simple. Don't lie. In your anger, do not sin. Paul makes the connection between the emotion of anger and the sin or wrongdoing it can lead to. I imagine we all know what kind of things that might be. The whole range of things which are the opposite to loving our neighbour as we allow anger to become harmful actions. Note that Paul doesn't say, don't get angry. Rather, don't let the emotion fester and become a sin. Hence, he adds in verse 26, do not let the sun go down while you are angry. And it's so that we don't give the devil any opportunities to get a foothold in our lives. That's the word that we see in the NIV translation. It's a really good one to get the message across. Foothold. If you've been watching the Olympics, you'll know exactly what impact getting a good foothold can have, or getting a wrong foothold. Whether you're watching athletes ready to run from the blocks, or divers positioning their feet on the board, cyclists ready to push down on that first pedal, or the amazing speed climbers getting their first foot on the wall, you'll know how much power a strong foothold gives you. Something to celebrate for athletes, something very much to avoid when it comes to the devil. In the last week or so in the UK, we have seen the awful destructive power of anger taking a hold in many of our communities and creating dreadful divisions. But thankfully, and our religious leaders and faith communities have played a big part in it, this has been met with calls for unity, for peace, for preventing that foothold. Paul moves on from anger to theft and goes much further than saying, do not steal, urging the Ephesian readers to live purposeful lives and to share what they have with others. Going that step further on the basic commandment, as Jesus did when he spoke in Matthew 5 in the Sermon on the Mount, he took the original Ten Commandments a step further and switched them beyond just actions and into attitudes. And Paul is saying, you need an attitude of generosity, not of greed. Next, Paul warns about the harms committed by the tongue. Don't let unwholesome talk come out of your mouth. If there was any doubt as to what he means by this, he then covers it in just how we should use our voice. Only let talk be that which is helpful for building others up, to benefit people who listen. So often, whether it's a spoken word or the stuff written in the newspaper or on social media, words do the opposite. They knock people down and they cause upset. And sometimes, as Paul highlights, that's as a result of what's said directly to them. But so often, it's those things that are said behind people's backs, equally as damaging and problematic. Paul goes on, get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. If this list of what not to do is starting to feel a bit long and overwhelming, we just need to bring ourselves back to the simplicity of it. That command of Jesus to love your neighbour as yourself. And Paul provides a massive incentive to do this in verse 20 when he writes, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Our actions and attitude don't just hurt those around us, but they cause grief to God and, of course, grief to us. Isn't that a sobering thought? On a human level, I imagine that you all know how painful it is when you recognise that you've disappointed or hurt someone who's done a lot for you. No one has ever done or ever can do more for us than God. As Paul reminds us in verse 32 to chapter 5, verse 2, God gave his only son. God gave his only son out of love for us. Paul isn't writing this to the Ephesians to send them on a massive guilt trip. The passage ends with the absolute opposite of that, complete reassurance that God forgives us. We're free from guilt. He's advising them on how to live well so that the Christian community can live and serve as a unified body and enjoy all the joys of a Christian life we've lived well. As Paul writes in the last few verses of today's reading, God's intention is for us to be kind and compassionate to one another, to forgive one another, to follow Jesus' example, to walk in the way of love just as Christ loved us. That is, with no strings attached. A powerful and sacrificial love, which isn't dependent on how the other person treats us. I'm sure we know how very challenging this advice from Paul is. And it does echo Jesus' own commands to us. In everyday life, it is hard. It is so easy to feel angry and then to let that anger grow into an emotion which affects good relationships. It's easy to get caught up in damaging talk like gossip or to put people down with criticism. And isn't it so much harder for the majority of people to give out compliments? We may or may not have stolen things in our lives. But in our world where resources are so unfairly distributed, it's really easy to slip into attitudes and behaviours which are more focused around the self, are more focused around greed, and that can stop us sharing with others who need it. And Paul puts that on a level with theft. Basically, we constantly need to check and double check whether we're giving the devil a foothold. And we need to make sure that if we are, if there's a little chink there, that we remove it. And we do that. We keep ourselves in check by always centering our lives on God and inviting the Holy Spirit to work in us. Never, of course, and I haven't really touched on this particularly this morning because it's a huge long talk in its own right, is we must never lack forgiveness. And that includes forgiving ourselves, because that can really, really hinder how we live well. As we're reminded right at the end of the reading, we are children of God, loved by God, and forgiven by God.